Like a sailor said, oh, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps turning, I'm gonna sleep in here.
That is the sound of Ronnie Costley, not a recording of Frank Sinatra, but actually a live performance by Ronnie. Ronnie is just the most amazing Sinatra impersonator, I suppose. I bet he just sings fantastically. I'm going to try and get an interview with him later on, because Ronnie is from Scotland, has a broad Scottish accent. but when he sings, my goodness, you close your eyes and it is Frank Sinatra. So he's just on a break now, and I'll try and catch an interview with him in a minute when he finishes his set, okay? So stand by for that.
Do you want to maybe quiet it out?
Yeah, so we're just have a quick interview with Ronnie. So Ronnie, thank you for taking the time to chat to me.
You're very welcome.
I just want to ask you, how did you end up being such an incredible Frank Sinatra on stage?
Well, I've always been a fan of Sinatra ever since an early age, and I've been into this now for about 10, maybe 12 years. And it just seems very natural to me because I seem to sing in the same key. We have the same range, the same kind of tone, so it was very natural, and it is very natural for me to do it, so... It's no bother, you know.
But when did you, with a Scottish accent,
oh, yeah,
realise that you could do, which is just a perfect, absolutely perfect, close your eyes, you would think Frank Sinatra was in the room impersonation?
Well, I don't think that Sinatra's Hoboken upbringing was that different from maybe Glasgow. The dialect is not that far away, I don't think. You've got all sorts of nationalities lived in Hoboken. You might have even had Irish. Well, you had a lot of Irish, maybe even Scottish people. But I don't know. It's just, you know, I've always been into music. And, you know, when you're into music and you sing other people's music, you sing American with an American accent. So I guess, you know, you kind of hang on to that. I mean, it started off as an impersonation. It's become a kind of natural thing for me now. Yeah. So. Yeah. And you kind of half sound it yourself sometimes, which you kind of want to as well, but you don't want to go too far away from the Sinatra sound, because that's what people may want to book you for, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but it is fabulous. Very briefly, what's your favourite Sinatra song?
God, well, there's too many really to choose from. I think Come Fly With Me, Fly Me to the Moon, I've Got You Under My Skin would be one of the best performances, but. There's so many of them. As far as you know, as a recording artist, nobody could touch Sinatra as a recording artist, I think.
Did you ever meet him?
No. I had a chance, you know, when he was still alive. He did a thing there, and with one of his last tours with Liza Minnelli, I think it was, and I think Dean Martin was on it for a while. We pulled out. And that played here, and it played in Scotland as well, but that was about maybe a few years before he died, and I missed that one, so I never got a chance to... I've met some people who know him. I've met people who know Sinatra, who are good friends of Sinatra, so I've touched the hand that's touched the hand, you know?
That's interesting. Now, you do weddings, obviously, because I'm interviewing you at a wedding fair. What else can people book you for?
Private parties, corporate functions, almost any kind of thing apart from pubs, which I don't really do anymore. I might do the occasional party in a pub, but I don't really do pubs anymore. But almost anything. I've been in all sorts of situations. House parties where, you know, you might be in a... I've seen myself in a small... sitting room with you know, three kids in one couch on one side and three kids on the other side, and all the adults out in the kitchen, and me thinking to myself, what the hell am I doing here? And then some massive big houses and some massive you know, functions, but you end up in all sorts of situations, really, open to anything.
Well, that's great. Well, I'll take a photograph of your card, and we'll put your business website there. Ronnie, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Roger. It's very kind of you. Thank you.